And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden details a three-phase hostage deal aimed at winding down the Israel-Hamas war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's urging both sides to accept the three-phase roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. He says it would not hurt Israeli security because its forces have already hammered Hamas.
At this point, Hamas no longer is capable carrying out another October 7th.
The attack that started the war. 8 months later, the president calls this a truly decisive moment.
Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
His remarks came as the Israeli military confirmed its forces are now in central Rafah, expanding its offensive in the southern Gaza city, it says is Hamas's last stronghold. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts marks the end of the former U.S. president's historic hush money trial, but the fight over the case is far from over. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Now comes the sentencing and potential for prison time, a lengthy appellate process, and all the while, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee still has to deal with three more criminal cases and a campaign that could see him return to the White House. After more than 9 hours of deliberations over 2 days, the Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of falsifying business records in the case stemming from a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Trump angrily denounced the trial after court Thursday.
This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
Sentencing for Trump is set for July 11th. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. There's been another attempt at restrictions on North Korea's ballistic and nuclear missile development. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
The UN's slapped more sanctions on North Korea over its continued efforts to develop ballistic and nuclear missiles and its support for Russia. The bloc's council says 9 additional individuals and entities will be hit by asset freezes and travel bans. No names were provided. The move brings the number of North Koreans hit by EU sanctions to 77 and the number of entities, often companies or organizations, to 20. The EU started imposing restrictive measures on the North in 2006, in line with UN sanctions. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to end the UN political mission in Iraq, established in 2003 following the U.S.-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein, to coordinate post-conflict humanitarian and reconstruction efforts and to help restore a representative government to the country. The Iraqi government asked the council in a May 8th letter to wrap up the mission by the end of 2025, and that's what the resolution adopted Friday does. It extends the mandate of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Iraq, known as UNAMI, for a final 19 months until December 31st, 2025. Waterborne diseases are now a risk in Brazil's southernmost state, authorities say, as residents begin to return to flooded homes and clean up after catastrophic floods that killed at least 169 people. Reuters correspondent Sia Kirjazny reports.
That followed heavy rains in late April, which swelled rivers and lakes in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, displacing over 580,000 people. The disease known as leptospirosis, spread by rat urine and stale water, has become a top concern as cases have risen in recent weeks. To meet the high demand for medical care, field hospitals and mobile teams have been set up in the state, already assisting thousands. Residents returning to their home may face yet more challenges, however, including venomous snakes, scorpions, and spiders seeking shelter from rainwater in drier places. Officials warn it's all likely to leave a lasting mental scars on the people of the area.
Sia Kirjazny from Reuters. The United States has expressed its deep concerns about the convictions of 14 pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong under a Beijing-imposed national security law. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said Friday that it was taking steps to impose new visa restrictions on mainland China and Hong Kong officials responsible for the implementation of the sweeping legislation. But he didn't provide more details about the looming restrictions and who they would target. The 14 convicted activists were among 47 activists who were charged in the city's biggest national security case to date. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.